Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Velocity Athletic Training Radio, created by Layla Helena Smolak, your number one personal trainer with 35 years experience in areas of consulting, management, corporate wellness, and training clients from all walks of life. Here's your host, Layla Helena Smolak.
Welcome, fans and followers, to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. I'm your host, Helena Smolak, and I'm coming to you live from Blaine, Washington, USA. Today's show, Time to Laugh and Be Happy. Although some may find this an inappropriate comment during the shift that the world's population is experiencing, but I'm a firm believer that laughter is the best medicine for the soul. But in my research, I discovered that according to PositivePeoplePsychology.com, there are three classifications of laughter. And according to Roush and Eichmann, hopefully I'm pronouncing that properly, 2001, distinguish three types of laughter in non-clinical context. One is speaking or singing, ha ha ha. There's fake laughter, and then there's real laughter. Now, is laughter and happiness the same thing? Today, we're going to find out. I welcome my special guest, Jim Ryan, author of Simple Happiness, 52 Ways to Lighten Up. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Well, thank you very much, Helena. Happy to be here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure having you because I know your book, which I'm reading, and it's so insightful. It's amazing. I'm learning so much about just the most simplest things like compassion, feed your mind, volunteer. I mean, these are such simple things, but yet when you write about them, it almost is shifting my consciousness into a different way of thinking, which is great. It's very positive. I just want to start off with your background, where you started and what brought you to writing this valuable book, Simple Happiness.
Well, it started back a long time ago. I have to admit, I had an optimistic mother, so I think that was part of my DNA. My father was an alcoholic, you know, not a terrible guy, but just, you know, not kind of distant. But my mother was optimistic, so I had that part of my DNA. And back in the year 2000, I realized I had all of this stuff in my head, you know, from reading, from going to seminars, all of this stuff about personal development. And I said to myself, what's the point of having all this stuff in my head? I gotta get this stuff out of my head. So I spoke to some friends, and I was directed to the jail. I live on Long Island out in New York. And out in the eastern Long Island is one of the county jails. And I started going there back in the year 2000, more than 20 years now. And I started teaching a class in personal development to men who were locked up for multiple DWI convictions. And more recently, they've got me teaching a class of women who are also locked up for the same infractions. And I put together this 10, 12-week course, and they like it. You know, I go from week 1 to week 10. I go back to week 1 to week 10. They come and go depending on their sentence. But the response has been humbling. They shake my hand. They say thank you. It just fills me up to go there. And you know, I found that I've got this ability to get into the underbelly of people and talk about, you know, kind of heavy stuff in a non-threatening way where people open up and listen. And about 3 years into the going to the jail, I said, gee, you know, these folks like this message. Maybe people on the outside would like it. So I came up with a talk, and the talk was how to be happy. I talk about eight characteristics of happy people. One talk led to another and another, and along the way, I wrote my book that you just described as life-changing. And so I wrote this book for a couple of reasons. One, I fashioned myself a motivational speaker, and I wanted to separate myself from other motivational speakers by having a book. I felt it would give me credibility. It would be, you know, something that would be, help my career. And the other reason is, you know, I'll give a talk, and people get all excited about the possibilities of living a happy life. But human nature being what it is, people tend to go back to their, you know, their old ways of thinking and so on. But having a book would be, they'd be able to rekindle the excitement and focus on how to be happy. So it's been a real blessing. The feedback has been humbling. I've sold thousands and thousands of, tens and thousands of this book, and people read it, and they'll go back and underline it, or they'll pass it on to someone they care about. It's been a humbling and a wonderful experience, a real blessing having written a book. You can get it on Amazon. Just a little plug. Mm-hmm. It's available on Amazon. Not an expensive book, and people love it.
So now,
and then from there, I'll just finish off. From the libraries, I got good feedback from the libraries, and I started saying, you know, these people locally like it. Maybe people around the country will like my message. So from then, you know, I've traveled all over the country giving talks to all different kinds of audiences about how to be happy, how to be at your best every day. You know, it's an exciting, exciting career that I've been blessed to be part of.
That's an amazing journey. I mean, just the fact that you go into the prison to help, those that have been convicted of some felony, I think that's amazing. You know, you're giving them something to look forward to, and you're also, I believe, shifting their mindset.
Well, that's the whole idea. It's a volunteer thing, Helena. That's been one of the beautiful things about it. You know, I get no money, but I get paid in inspiration and feedback, mm-hmm. and the desire to do more because I see the value in what I have to offer. I want to do more, and it is. It's kind of like a reentry program. You know, these folks have got some issues, no question about it, but they're going to be going back mm-hmm. into their civilian life. And this program gives them tools and strategies to help them deal with the bumps in the road that they're going to face. So it's kind of like a reentry program. That the jail loves it. You know, they're very happy with it.
So, just out of curiosity, why the jail? Like, is it something that you felt drawn to, or just automatically thought these are people that would benefit? Obviously they would benefit from what you're teaching them, but what was the driving force behind that? Like,
I have a friend whom I respect, is an older man, and we've known each other for quite a while. Anyway, he was teaching a Bible study class at this jail, and I told him that we were talking about stuff, and he said, why don't you talk to the head of the prison ministry, this guy named a Franciscan brother Jack, and he can, you know, let you know what the possibilities are. So I had no idea, but I was talking to this gentleman. He had been working in the jail, hooked me up with the prison ministry, and I met with Brother Jack. And he said, well, what do you want to do? And I told him what I wanted to do. And he said, well, come back next week with an outline. And I came back with about, five or six things I thought I could talk about. He looked at it and said, good, you start next week. So, boom, just like that, I was thrown into the fire.
Were you at all fearful? Like,
well,
you know,
I didn't, you know, I got some feedback from my friend Dan. So I knew that it was secure. And these were not, these were drunks and drug addicts,
mm-hmm.
basically. You know, mm-hmm. They're not murderers, and that kind of thing. And there's always supervision. So yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I walk into a class and there's 29 guys sitting there looking at me, and the real challenge is to win them over. You know, to get them to want to listen, and that's the real challenge. So, but it's worked out great.
Yes.
So.
I mean, kudos to you to even, stand in front of them and have them have these guys stare back at you with these blank faces,
And it's so much fun. It's so much fun. You win them over, And
that's
my father,
wonderful.
My father told me there's no sound so sweet as the sound of your own name. So I made it a point, I make it a point to know everybody's name. When they come into the room, I greet them by name, and that just softens them right up. You know, when someone knows your name, it's a compliment. And that's been a real key to my success, is just, you know, personalizing everything and letting them know that I care about them, and they care about me, and
exactly.
it's like a family. It's great.
I mean, that simple step makes them happy.
Absolutely.
You know, they feel accepted and recognized.
Yeah.
And I'm certain you give them a big smile as well. I can hear it in your voice that you smile. So that's.
You know, I give them some stories about what's going on in my life, and they're always
right.
interested in what's going on, and they give my stuff back to me sometimes, which is really. Enlightening and really good feedback, because I'll be talking about something that I'm having an issue with, and they'll say, "But Jim, what about what you said last week?" And I'll hit myself in the forehead. You're right. You know, I gotta you know, take my own medicine. So it's fun.
Right. Exactly. I know in the foreword there's by Greg Murphy. He's a PhD psychologist. He says research has also shown that one of the best ways for people to be happy is by doing for others. And there is so much truth to that.
That's one of the chapters in my book, Helena. It's there's 52 short chapters. Each one, like as
right.
you said, gives you an idea about how to make your life a little happier. And one of them is volunteer.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I cannot emphasize that enough. I mean, from my own experience, I volunteer. It's changed my life. Volunteering may not change your life, but it can give you so many good feelings, so much value in your own life when you're giving of yourself, your time, your talent, your finances, and not getting anything in return. It just fills you up, and it's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I get my happiness, my fulfillment by giving to others. You know, one perfect example is, you know, every Christmas we do a hamper drive for single mothers. It's so rewarding.
What's that, Helena? What's a hamper? What is that?
A hamper, well, it's like we put together a Christmas hamper. So people donate gifts for the kids, gifts for the mom, and then I buy the turkey and some fruits and veggies for them to enjoy for Christmas dinner. And we drop off this big box, and the smile that we get and the relief, you know, just from the parent, you know, they basically praise you for helping them out. And when I do that, and I would get my son involved.
Yep.
You know, I was quite lucky back in the day. I was a single mom. I worked. I had a great job. I was able to, you know, provide. But there's others out there that are not so lucky. So I made sure my son understood as he was growing up that there are other families out there that need our help. And, you know, it works wonders for the children to see that they can give back and feel good about themselves as well and help another family. Giving is just I love giving. I think it's, and we need more of it, especially nowadays. But I love your idea of volunteering as well. It's there's another fact here. Appreciate, appreciate, appreciate.
Oh,
I like that.
people like come up to me and they'll say, "Jim, I want to be happy. How do I do it? How do I get started?" And I'll say there's two things to do. Number one, you got to want to be happy. You have to want to have a good life. You know, intention is so important. And then the second thing I say is gratitude is the place to start. Start thinking about what you have and what you're grateful for versus what you don't have. Oh, it's so many people are constantly thinking about their lack. I don't have this. I don't have that. I wish I had this. I'm not this. I'm not that. When the little turn in consciousness and being grateful can change everything. I say, what's your thought? When I give a talk, I'll say, what's your thought when you throw your legs over the side of the bed and stand up in the morning? I say, it could be, thank God I can get out of bed by myself. that little mundane activity of getting out of bed by yourself, if you bring to mind that you're appreciative of it, because there's a lot of people who can't get out of bed by themselves, and they wish they could. So start off the day with a thought of gratitude versus, and then I say, well, what's your thought as you walk down to the bathroom? And you know, ha, 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 ha. I say, thank God for indoor plumbing. And so on and on through the day, all of these little things that we can be grateful for, it just turns our mind to being happy, to feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes everything. Nothing changes, but everything changes when we start to focus on gratitude. Appreciate, appreciate, appreciate. So many of us take things for granted. Oh, we're all stars at taking things for granted. And it's just a shame that we waste so many opportunities to feel good.
You know, and I think it's more dominant now that I think people are losing quite a bit, and we're not appreciating that the fact that we're still, you know, I mean, some people have been hard hit, but just enjoy what you do have at the present moment and appreciate that you're still breathing. You know, I get phone calls from friends that are, you know, crying and I don't know what to do. Well, first of all, relax, take a deep breath, and just be grateful and appreciate what you have right now. We're able to speak, breathe, we can still eat, you know. So we really need to have a lot of gratitude for what we have, even though it's not in abundance, but still be grateful for
You know, every Wednesday, Helena, I send out what I call an aha moment, a little uplifting thought, something positive to help you get through the week.
I think that's wonderful.
And they're free. You can go to my website and sign up. You go to jimryantalks.com, and there's a little box. You give me your email address, and it's so and they're free. And you can always unsubscribe if you know, email gets, you know, to be too much sometimes. But it's so funny you mentioned that. This morning's email was on how did I say it? Focus on what's going right in your life versus what's not going right. You know, it's the same thing. It's just a turn in consciousness, because so often we're thinking about what's going wrong in my life. Oh, this relationship isn't going. Oh, I'm not getting. But if you think about what's going right, and there's tons of things that are going right in our life.
Absolutely.
It changes everything.
I agree with you.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, people are so stuck.
And the thing is, okay, so for example, you know, you could be this very positive person and you're happy and, you know, the day looks great, and then all of a sudden it's like you get sideswiped by, it's like being in a really bad car accident. You're driving a straight line and all of a sudden you get sideswiped by another vehicle. You know, someone crosses your path and just sort of wants to destroy your whole day, right? That does happen. So what do you recommend for someone that's in this positive state and then all of a sudden there's like a, almost like a train wreck that just puts a dent in the day? I mean, it does happen, correct? I mean, we all experience it.
When I first started, when I first wrote the book, I did a lot of, promoted it on radio stations all over the country. And the host would always ask me, but Jim, what happens when something terrible happens? How can you be happy, just as you pointed out? And I struggled in the beginning. I didn't really have a good answer for that. But my answer now is, well, and it's one of the chapters in the book, one of the chapters is being prepared is half the battle. And it's what you talked about, living in the moment. If we can start to live our life in the moment, get up, be grateful for getting out of bed, be grateful to, starting with the gratitude at every turn. And I use the example of somebody going out and their car won't start. Okay, so somebody who's been, you know, going through their gratitude inventory, living in the moment, enjoying their breakfast and being grateful for their coffee or for their eggs or whatever, then they go out to their car and the car won't start. Versus the other guy who has done nothing, who slept after the alarm, gone snooze, and yelling at the kids, come on, get up ready for school. And now he's all frazzled and worried, and he goes out, and his car won't start. He'll kick the tire, and he'll break his toe, and just have compound the misery. Whereas the person who It's not a happy situation when your car won't start, but he's in a much better position to deal with it constructively. And that's the way it is with these curveballs that come to us. If we're living our life on purpose, in the moment, and we take things as they come, it doesn't happen overnight, Helena, but we got to work.
Oh, my goodness, no.
That's the work. You
drew attention to a comment that our acting teacher from Vancouver Film School used to say to us, living in the moment. He would always, well, both teachers would tell us, live in the moment. Never, you know, live in the past. Forecast for your future, yes, but the moment, and Buddhist monks will teach you this as well. You live right this second.
Yep.
You and I are speaking. I'm interviewing. We are living right this second. That one point that I drew out in earlier, ha ha ha, we used to sing that in acting class. We called it the chair exercise. And what that does is you get to the point where you start to hit your most deepest emotions. Suppressed emotions. It's an exercise that does wonders for you, but it helps release a lot of that, you know, compressed negativity, negative experiences. It's amazing when you do that type of exercise. Oh, my goodness. Amazing. So your aha moments would complement the ha-ha. Get it all out now. Here's a ha-ha. Moment. Now, looking through, having said all this, in collaboration with what you just said, the power of visualization comes. Right? So if
Absolutely.
We actually stop and visualize that the day is going to be great, yes, there's going to be something that may sideswipe the day. But what's your idea about that, the power of visualization? What are your comments?
Again, there are so many things. People have got to get my book. I mean, there's 52 things. We could go
the next.
And they're all powerful. But visualization is one that has been proven scientifically to be viable. I mean, every morning I sit and I meditate and I picture my perfect life. And I go from each little compartment of my life, my health, my relationships, my career, and so on. And I picture myself living in a happy life, as happy as it could be. And again, it puts me in a mindset that attracts good things into my life. I'm picturing I'm picturing getting hired to speak at real estate conventions, and it's happening every morning. This is what I want to do. I want to speak at like the Florida State Realtors Convention, and so on. And I'm prospecting these people, but I'm picturing myself standing on the stage, and people can picture themselves in any category of their life, and it's like a rehearsal of how things are going to be, and it gets us ready and open for these experiences that come our way. It's a powerful tool. Picture your success. Don't picture your failure. Don't picture how it's not going to work out, because energy flows where attention goes. If we're paying attention to things working out, chances are they're going to work out. If we're paying attention to things not going to work out, chances are we're going to flub it. We have so much power within us, Helena. That's untapped.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Do I absolutely agree with you. You know, you don't mind me sharing my experiences with what you're saying?
No, people are interested.
It validates
it
validates what you're saying, because I remember I was in 23 years old, and I told my friends, I was married at the time. I told them, I said, I'm going to get a mortgage, and they all laughed at me. And they laughed because, I love to shop, and you know what? I didn't have a whole lot of money saved up. But they laughed at me. I said, watch me.
Yeah.
I was so determined, and I was so focused on that one thought, I am getting a mortgage, I am getting a house. Do you know what happened? I walked into a bank in Elmer, Quebec, sat down with the mortgage officer, and within an hour, I was approved for a mortgage.
Yeah,
with no
yeah,
money.
Yeah, wow.
No down payment. But this is how we fail ourselves. My friends laughed, but then I thought, no, I know I'm getting a mortgage. There is some miracle in this. And guess what? Back then, the Quebec government was giving out these $7,000 first-time home buyer's loan, interest-free for 7 years. I qualified for that. So these are things that we miss out on. If we continue, like what you said about visualization, you know, you hone in on that thought. You feel it. Yep. You breathe it. Share it. Get that negative feedback from that only empowers you, I feel. That because
yep.
with them saying, oh, yeah, okay, and they're laughing at me, I said, okay, keep laughing. Now I'm even more determined, right? But this is
That's
an example
right.
of how people can achieve, you know, whatever you visualize, whatever you want, you focus in on it, you look into it, and you realize, wow, there was this option that I didn't even know about. Amazing, right?
That's what I'm saying. Things appear. Things will come into your life.
Exactly.
You don't worry about how it's going to happen, but you just have the confidence that it is going to happen, and that
exactly.
makes
oh,
things happen.
Were they shocked when I took them to Toronto? I told them, oh, I'm taking you all out for dinner. We're going to celebrate. And they didn't even know, well, what do you mean? What are we celebrating? I said, you'll see. And I told them when we were in Toronto at the CN Tower having dinner.
Yeah.
I said, I got a mortgage, and they did not believe me. I said, well, when I get the moving truck, you're all going to help me move into this new house I bought. So,
right.
you know, it's just, I want to share it because people, I find, they give up on their positive visualizations because they feel like it's not working out. Well, I'm just going to give up. You know, there's always timing, right? The right time to do things and achieve them. What are some of the aha moments?
Oh, yeah, they're, let's see. There's a number of them in the back of my book. I just took out
mm-hmm.
several possibilities. One is enlightenment. You know, we talk about enlightenment, and
mm-hmm.
if you know, a lot of us are trying to be enlightened, meaning we do the things that we talk about. We take things as they come. We don't get thrown off kilter. We're compassionate to others. We're living in the moment. And one of the questions, one of the suggestions about enlightenment is to see everyone we meet as if they are enlightened also. See, don't
yes.
see so often we're judging people, we're casting
yes.
Opinions about this person and that person, the way they talk, the way they dress, the way they
mm-hmm.
walk, where they live. Whereas if we could turn our consciousness and see everyone as enlightened, how do we know what's going
yes.
on in that person's life? But if we can
exactly.
if we can project that on other people, it just makes us more enlightened, makes us more compassionate, more loving person.
Yeah, oh, I so agree with you, Jim. We are running out of time now. I feel like we're getting right into the nitty gritty of this interview. But so where can you please share where people can visit your website,
yep.
contact
First,
you?
Yeah, my website is very easy. It's Jim Ryan Talks. .com, because that's what I do. I give talks. JimRyanTalks.com. There's some interesting videos there. It's about me and so on. And there's that little place you can give me your email address so you can receive my aha moments every week.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, you can go to Amazon and Amazon.ca or Amazon.com or wherever you live, And my book is available. It costs $12.95 and tax and so on, but it's so worth it. It is. I mean, as I'm speaking here to Helena, each of these things we're talking about is you know, talked about in the book, and it gives you
absolutely.
People read the book. Yeah, they read the book and they say, you know what? They read a chapter and say, you know what? I'm going to try that, and that's all. That's all you need is to try things.
I highly recommend the book. but I'm so sorry. We have to end the show because we're going into overtime, and hopefully this is still being recorded.
Okay.
But thank you so much, Jim. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And, you know, continue on with this amazing journey that you've embarked on. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
So my pleasure. Thank you very much, Helena. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. Follow, like, and subscribe. Visit Layla at www.velocityathletictraining.com. Get up, move, unleash your inner athlete, be it, live it.